what kind of a, what do you think about these, like, AIDS epidemic?
Oh, goodness. I think it's awful.
It is.
I think it's the most terrible. I'm even afraid to go to a dentist. I'm even afraid to breathe the air, really. I mean, I know we're all ignorant of it. We don't know how you can get it, but I believe it's easier caught than they think. But I am scared to go to a doctor. I'm scared to have a blood test. I'm afraid to go to a dentist where there's blood involved. I just think it's awful. I mean, I don't, no cure for it. That's all I'm going to say about that, because I don't know anything about it no more than anybody else.
Well, yeah, that is scary. It does make you afraid to go to the dentist, because look at that Kimberly Borgalis from Florida.
That's right.
I mean, she did get it from a dentist.
And every time I go to a dentist, my gums will always bleed, and there's always blood involved, and I'm just... But I've got to wear it every time I go, I use this dentist for, I don't know, 25 years, I guess, or longer, I've used the same dentist. But still, every time I go, I want to know how they sterilize their instruments. I want to know if I'm, I don't know, I'm always asking questions, and I think sometimes they're going to get disgusted with me and might not want to see me.
No, that's your...
And I want to know.
Right. I don't blame you. That's your responsibility to take care of your own health.
I don't want to go to one that I don't know anything about and don't know how they're... But I know if I had one of my children, if my child or one of my grandchildren had it, I know. I'm afraid of it, but I wouldn't be afraid of it if they had it.
No.
I would stand by them. Even if I knew I caught it, I'd stand by them because I couldn't stand to see them suffer. I'd want to take some of their pain.
I think that's how long they'll
I just don't believe I could never turn against them. I'd stay with them, I don't care what. If I knew I'd die within 5 years, I'd still stand by them. But I'm afraid to be around it. If I thought anybody else was had it, and I feel sorry for the children that go to school that have it. I just feel so sorry for them, but still, I'm afraid of it because we don't know enough about it.
So you can understand the fear.
But I'm not afraid to touch. I would be afraid to touch one or hug one. But I really would be afraid to eat after them. I mean, I wouldn't want to eat after them or kiss them in the mouth or something like that. But I mean, I don't think it's that easy to caught, but I believe it's easier caught than we think it is. We don't know that much about it. Nobody does.
Running out of things to say. Except I remember Mother telling me that when you went to Hawaii, they'll just cry. You got me.
Oh, I cried when I left, and I cried the whole time I was there, and I cried for joy when I came back.
You didn't like it over there?
Well, I missed everybody. I missed my friends, and I didn't have much of a life over there, except my daughter. My husband did his thing, because he went to bars and things like that. And I didn't go. I took my child. We'd go skating. We'd go to movies. I'd do things with her. And I just didn't feel like I had anything. I was sorry I went.
Were you?
Yeah, I was sorry I went because the way he was. We didn't do things together. Yeah, and I've been married to Norman then. I would have enjoyed it. We could have gone and done things together. Like I said, we married in 63. It's been a good marriage. Everybody has their ups and downs, and a lot of them. But he's a good person. He has high morals.
Yeah, he's a Democrat too.
Yeah, he's about a Democrat, 100%. Sometimes I get disgusted with him. We get into arguments a lot of time, but although I am, but I mean, you couldn't change his mind for anything.
On any issue. Even the civil rights issue, he was.
I don't know about that, but he's just like his daddy was. His daddy was flat Democrat. I mean, now a lot of times, like when I was, a lot of times I have voted for a person, not just the Democratic Party. I have voted for a person, but not him. I mean, if he was the wrong person, he would still vote Democrat because he's Democrat.
A yellow dog Democrat.
I don't do that. I think I'm going to vote for the right person. I try to. But you never know.
You voted for Carter, didn't you?
Sure, I voted for Carter. But I believe Carter was a good man.
I do too.
Carter was a good man, and I think he knew to do, but he was just too good of a person.
Came in there after Nixon. What'd they expect?
He just had bad advisors. I think he had a lot of bad advisors.
I think he had a lot of bad luck, too.
He had a lot of
hostages.
Bad luck. He sure did.
And now there's evidence that Reagan, the Republicans, had something to do with him keeping the hostages so long.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. When Mother got married, was it? It was hard on you to let go of your baby.
Oh, I haven't let go of her yet. she's been gone for how many years? I still haven't turned her loose.
She's 50, so.
I guess I've just been a selfish mother. I don't know.
That's not selfish. That's just a mother.
I just couldn't turn it loose over and still came. Although I love Bob to death, but I still miss her. It's lonely when they all leave. I mean, it's just lonely as you get up in age. I'll soon be 70. You get lonely. Don't have the friends you used to have. People don't visit. You don't do things together. You just have a lot, just the same thing. You get up every day, it's just the same thing over and over. Eventually it gets on your nerves.
Yeah.
Just, nothing ever different. Just same thing, especially after your husband retires.
Was that hard dealing with that?
Oh, goodness. At first, I couldn't deal with it. Now I've gotten used to it.
And he worked, who did he work for?
Well, he worked everywhere. He worked at TVA for 20 years. And he's just worked everywhere. He's worked everywhere. We've traveled a lot. No place like home. When you're gone, you want to be home. If you're home, you want to be somewhere else. You just, like when you've traveled all your life, you're just not. Not ever satisfied with settled out. I guess the happiest I've ever been when I traveled was when I had Brenda. I always had her to fall back on. Mm-hmm. She was always so mature for her age. She was good for me. We moved to a new place. It'd take me a long time to adjust. She'd adjust right off. There's nothing. I feel like there's nothing she can't do. I feel like she's not afraid to tackle anything. I've always been different.
Me too.
I just wouldn't tackle anything. I always felt like I'd be a failure or something.
I'm more like you. Mother can do anything. She can talk to
and
anybody.
She's not afraid.
She can talk to anybody,
that's
say
right.
Anything she wants to say.
It seems like things I say turns out wrong.
Me too. Everything I say is a failure. I'm just too afraid to say the thing.
Well, maybe. Like this because you're named after it. It had anything to do with it?
It might.
A little of it rubbed off on you?
It might have. Mama is not afraid to do anything, though.
She's not afraid to tackle anything. And I'd be scared to death to tackle some of the things that she's done. I'd be afraid. It didn't turn out right. That's it. Yeah. Well, I've never worked much. I guess that's one thing. Any more confidence in myself. I've just always been lucky that I didn't have to.
Yeah.
Norman's always made good money.
Well, did you ever want to work?
Yeah, I always wanted to work to pass off the time after she left. And she left home, I always wanted to work. I was too lonely. I wanted to do something.
Even before she left?
There wasn't anything much I could do because I didn't have any. I don't feel like I've ever had any talent.
Before she left, did you want to work?
No. I did work a little bit.
Why didn't you want to
work? I'd pick up part-time jobs when she'd be in school. I didn't want to work because I wanted to be home with her.
You didn't want to have a career?
I didn't, huh?
You didn't have a desire to have a career?
No, I never had a desire.
Did you ever feel like Well, you've got the house that you're supposed to have.
I just always felt like a homemaker. That was my place in the home.
Did you ever feel unfulfilled? If there had to be something else besides a house and child? And
no, not really.
You didn't?
I was always happy as a housewife. Always there for her, and she wanted to do things. I was there for her to take her and do things. And I never wanted her to have a babysitter. Always going to be there for her. I just wanted her all to myself. I reckon call it selfish if you want to.
No. If that's what made you happy.
That's what made me happy. I lived my life for her.
Yeah.
I couldn't have. I worked a little, but I never worked much, but I would just work because I wanted to work. Not that we couldn't have used the money.
Right.
We used the money. I'd rather been with her. But I'm married. Norman and I've been married 31 years. She's always had a good job. Now we're both getting old, coming down with arthritis.
You have no desire.
I've had a good life. I've had a real fulfilling life. You just don't have the desire, and you don't care for the things. When I wanted the things, I couldn't have them. Now, if you can get them, you don't care for them. I don't care for the nice things except clothes. I guess that's about the nicest. Well, I want decent stuff at my house. I want my house to look nice, but I don't care for the. I've never cared for jewelry. I just never cared for vacations. I just never been one to just wanted those things. I've always been happy at home. Now it gets a little lonely, mm-hmm. Aggravating,
tedious, I guess.
Yeah.
And you don't see your mother much, do you?
No, I don't see her much. Well, she's real senile, yeah, so you can't talk with her. And when you talked with her, when she had a real good mind, you talked with her, she had her pigs. She had nothing to really say to you. There's only certain ones around her. So I never really had a home life. Not a happy home life. At home. With my mother. All the sisters, the brother were distant. It's just not a loving family. Never been, never will be. All I have now is my child, my grandchildren. If they don't come around, then I guess you've lost it all.
Yeah.
That's all you live for in your old days.
Children.
Wait for these children to come home. And you don't feel like getting up and going. Even if you want to, you don't feel like getting up and getting everything together to go. Too much, too many ailments.
Do you have any regrets in your life, things you wish you'd done?
Like what?
Is there anything that you wish you'd have done differently?
I guess everybody wishes if they had time to go over, they could be able to have done things differently.
Yeah, you're right about that, but is there anything major you could change?
Not really, because after I got out of high school, I didn't like school. I never wanted to go to college. I could have gone to college. My dad would have sent me. But I never wanted to go to college. I didn't like school. I was much happier being a homemaker, getting married, being a homemaker than going to school. But I wanted my child to have a good education. I wanted everything for her. But I never wanted a career. I don't know what I could have done anyway. Really. I don't have any talent. Somebody said all the talent I had, I was a good cook, but good gracious.
You cook. You're good with fashion. You can put outfits together. You can do a lot of things.
I don't feel like I have any talent left.
Don't you think that raising a child to be healthy and happy and taking care of a home for years is talent?
I think that's one of the greatest talents in the world.
Well, you've got one of the greatest talents in the world because you've done
it. It's all I ever wanted.
And the only person I know of that can get a laundry room done in less than 3 hours.
Got a laundry? What do you mean?
Get a room full of laundry, washed, dried, folded, and put up within 3 hours.
That's because I keep it done. I don't let it pile up. But you know, I don't. I just don't iron like I used to. I mean, I don't have the things to iron. I use that all wash and wear.
Yeah.
If I have anything that wrinkles a little, I put it in the dryer for a few minutes, take it out, hang it up, and that's it. I could never do it. Not with arthritis in your hands. I could never iron like I used to. I guess if I had to do it, I'd just wear them on iron, on thread. I couldn't do it. Time changes with age, let me tell you. Find out when you reach that age.